You're listening to SBS News.
He'd hoped to leave court through the front door. Instead, Julian Assange was driven out in a custody van heading back to jail. Bail denied just 2 days after a big win in his extradition battle. His fiancée, Stella Morris, spoke after the hearing.
This is a huge disappointment. Julian should not be in Belmarsh prison in the first place. I urge the Department of Justice to drop the charges and the President of the United States to pardon Julian.
The United States wants Mr. Assange to face trial over hacking and espionage allegations related to the publication of secret government documents. On Monday, that request was rejected, the judge finding the 49-year-old would be at risk of committing suicide if sent to the US. But he was remanded pending an American appeal. At today's bail hearing, lawyers for the US said Mr. Assange has the resources, abilities and sheer wherewithal to secretly flee the UK, pointing to his 7-year stay in the Ecuadorian embassy as evidence he would not comply with bail restrictions. They also pointed to the offer of asylum made by Mexico's president. The Australian's legal team insisted there was an overwhelming case for bail, citing his deteriorating mental health and his commitment to live under virtual house arrest in a London home with his partner and 2 young children while the appeal process plays out. But Justice Vanessa Baratza wasn't convinced, saying that Mr. Assange's case has not yet been won and that he still has incentive to abscond.
He is willing to flout the orders of this court. As a matter of fairness, the US must be allowed to challenge my extradition decision, and if Mr. Assange absconds during this process, they will lose the opportunity to do so.
Assange's supporters believing the decision to be cruel. He is the editor-in-chief of WikiLeaks, Kristen Raffenson.
We think it's unjust and unfair and illogical as such. When you consider her ruling 2 days ago about Julian's health, which of course is caused in large part because he is being held in Belmarsh prison, to send him back there doesn't make any sense. Any perspective. It's inhumane and it's illogical.
The US appeal might not be heard for months. His quickest path to freedom would be a late pardon from President Trump or a decision not to prosecute by the incoming Biden administration. Rebecca Vincent represents Reporters Without Borders, a non-profit which has backed the Assange campaign.
We have hope that there could be a political intervention here. This case has been political all along, so a political solution would be very welcome. It would put the matter to bed once and for all.
Mr. Assange is likely to appeal the denial of bail, but for now he remains in prison with no clear idea if or when he'll get out. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS News.